drinks don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, The Streets Don't Love You Back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're in the building today. Streets Don't Love You Back radio show once again, worldwide with this thing, 11 straight years. And once again, I want to send my prayers and my condolences out to my family. My Aunt Juanita passed May 21st, so sending love to my whole family and her daughter Lisa, her husband James, and her grandkids and great-grandkids. Rest in peace, Auntie, and keep looking over us. Once again, I've been getting texts and all of that about my homeboy, White Boy Rick. Yes, it's official. White Boy Rick will be coming home July 20th. He's definitely in the building. He's a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back organization, me and my wife's organization. Him and his queen, Michelle, they donate to our organization. They involved with the prison reform and educating kids against gangs, drugs, and violence and abuse as well. So we want to give big ups to my homeboy, White Boy Rick, and his queen, Michelle. And without further ado, we're going to get the program started. And once again, thank everybody for always tuning in to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Let's get it.
What's up, world? This your man, Rob Boyd, checking in. Next year, coming out with that new joint, 2020, featuring my homeboy, White Boy Rick. We're going to release that the day he step out of prison. We on countdown. It's on and popping. Let's get it.
Back by popping demand. Back by popular demand. Back by popular demand. Back by popular demand, Detroit. Back by popular demand, Cincinnati. Back by popular demand, Arizona. Back by popular demand. Get your ballroom on. Get your ballroom on. Get your ballroom on. Back by popular demand. Back by popular demand. Back by popular demand. Detroit, get your ballroom on. Cincinnati, get your ballroom on. Arizona, get your ballroom on. California, get your ballroom on. Back by popular demand. 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 Get your ballroom on. Get your ballroom on. Everybody around the world, get your ballroom on. Back by popular demand. Back by popular demand. Back by popular demand. Your man Rob Boyd, baby, I'm back. Back by popular demand. Yeah. Get your ballroom on. Get your ballroom on. Get your ballroom on. Back by popular demand. Back by popular demand. Back by popular demand. Back by popular demand. Get your ballroom on. Back by
Me and my boy Mac, baby, we back. Yeah.
Back by popular demand. Back by popular demand. Back by popular demand.
Get your ballroom on, Detroit. Get your ballroom on, Cincinnati. Get your ballroom on, Arizona. Get your ballroom on, California.
Back by popular demand. Back by popular demand. Back by popular demand. Back by popular demand.
Yeah. Get your ballroom on. Get your ballroom on. Get that dance flow. That's that Detroit thing, baby. Get your ball. Hey.
Back by popular demand.
Ready to go all the way.
Came from flipping pounds and birds now. Now I'm educating against that lifestyle. Back in the 80s, it was all what it was about now. Yeah, gang banging was the lifestyle. Selling drugs and doing our thing. Now I'm all about educating against that world. Helping the kids do the right thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. White boy Rick, we love you. White boy Rick, we love you so. I'm glad you're educating the kids with the team now. And the team is waiting on you now. He about to step out the gate. He about to take it to a whole nother level. That's how we rocking this game. Talking about Detroit, it's our thing. Arizona, where we do our thing. Cincinnati, where I used to rock my thing. That's my second home. Yeah, what you know about that? Waiting on you to step out that gate, homeboy. We about to take this thing to the next level. And only thing I want to say, homegirl Michelle, we love you, girl. We all about what we doing for our team, yeah. Detroit is where we all from now. We doing this thing like we should. Educating against gangs, drugs, and violence, boy. That's what our bang is all about. I want to give much love to my wife, Lucinda. That's the woman who changed my life. If I wasn't ever in her life, I don't know where I would be today. That's my queen. That's all I got to say to the world. White boy Rick, we love you so. It's all about educating these kids against gangs, drugs, and violence, though. I can't forget my cousin Daryl. I can't forget my cousin Bab. I can't forget my cousin Slick. I never forgot how we used to rock in the projects, how we used to do our thing. Now I wish he was alive to see how God done blessed my life. I done made it, cause I'm still rocking and doing my thing. I love the life that I live. I wish you could see it, cause I wish you could have met my queen. She the best thing that ever happened to me, cause yeah. I want to thank my boy Jack the Mac for always being a great producer in the game. Yeah.
Hey, this your man RB. I'm sending this track out to all the ghettos around the world.
I'm trapped in the hood. You don't know my struggle. I'm trapped in the hood. You don't know my struggle. If you never lived in the jungle, you don't know how I feel. I'm trapped in the hood, trying to find my way out. I'm trapped in the jungle. Never lived in the jungle, you don't know how I feel. I'm trapped in the hood, trying to find my way out. I'm trapped in the hood, you don't know my struggle. I wanna thank God for blessing my life. I got out the hood, I did the right thing now. Everybody's still in the hood. Friends, but you can find a way out the hood now. I'm trapped in the hood. You don't know my struggle. If you never lived in the hood, you don't know the hood struggle. Yeah, I'm trapped in the hood now. Everywhere I go across America, I give the shout out to everybody in the hood across America that's still in the struggle. I'm trapped in the hood, trying to find my way out. I'm trapped in the hood, trying to find my way out the jungle. It's all I want to say, thank you, Father, for blessing me to get out the jungle. Now I can reach back and help my homeboys and homegirls get out the jungle and find their way. That's all I want to say now. I'm trapped in the hood, never forget where I came from. Detroit, I'ma rep that to the day I die. I'm trapped in the hood, but I done reached back. Got my homeboys, got my homegirls. Now I reach around the world, I'm trapped in the hood now. You don't know I struggle if you never lived that life. Trapped in the hood, you don't know I struggle. If you ain't never lived that life in the hood, you don't know the homeboys and the homegirls struggle. But we're trapped in the hood, we're trying to find our way out now. Keep moving. You did that, Mike?
I look to the hills, oh yeah.
I'm not the son of a preacher, but the nephew of a preacher. And every Sunday morning, my uncle tried to reach us. Me and all my cousins in the pew like it was bleachers. Women catching the Holy Ghost, I guess it was they feature. All it really was single women that was weaker. Praying that they find a good man every weekend. Their soul steady leaking while burning with the flames. While they trying to raise their kids by themselves and maintain. And me and uncle both feel the same. Cause all we ever wanted to do was make mom proud. With no pain, and the key to life is really just to find a good queen. And when Unc met his queen, Miss Lucinda, it became one of the same.
Sons of a Preacher documentary is available now on streamit.tv. So tap in and get the real facts, get the real story. It's out now. What up, though? The Trapped in the Hood documentary will be released July 8th, 2020. Produced by Rob and Lucinda Boyd on streamit.tv and Amazon Fire Stick TV. So make sure you tap all the way in to get the real facts, the real truth, and the real story. And life in the hood, you hear me? But guess what? We gon' always fight to get out. July 8th, 2020. Water and ice. Water and ice. Yeah, that's right. Water and Ice Thrifty Ice Cream has a brand new product, Philadelphia Water Ice. It's similar to the Italian Icy, but guess what? A little bit smoother, and it's dairy-free, you dig? So come check us out at Water and Ice Thrifty Ice Cream at 20928 North John Wayne Parkway, Suite C7, Maricopa AZ 85139. Shouts out to Tanya Thompson. Yeah. Pull up a B square.
Mic check 1 2 1 2. It's your boy Kenny Pete, fresh out of Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'm rocking with Boyd and Lucinda at the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. Let's get it, baby. Do your
money is the root of all evil. It turns us from gangbangers into full-fledged animals.
The 80s were just insane in Detroit.
Detroit has, by far, the highest murder rate in the nation.
Story.
About two murders a day.
Yeah.
See, it's funny how these guys, they be claiming that they hustling. Think about the things that they say, they just fronting. I find it quite interesting. I just listen to the lies, let them go and keep it rolling like a piston then. I was raised on the war on drugs, created by the Reagans and enforced by the Clintons and them. And it's crazy how the world will accept, but my Aunt Rob Boy was a real life Johnny Depp. On flow, they had real dough, shooting major moves as they watched all the money grow. Like trees, real OGs, had $1 million right before he turned 18. Real life legends, balling in the street. You make the wrong move and them goons really creep. And everybody turned on each other, they kill one another. It's crazy, they was all like brothers.
Rob was like one of them major boxer, pit bull type guy. Cause when he around his mama, he sweet as fuck. If he around his mama, he would think he was a church boy. He had a kind heart, but if Rob would get anything to the crew,
yeah.
He was the one that you always got to hold
yeah.
back.
Imagine seeing your step-pops kill when you was 9. And then it happened right in front of your eyes, the crime. Everything changed after that, ruined lives. Another kid's world that was crushed on the east side. And so you turned to the street enterprise. So at 10 years old, little Rob went outside and ran with the hood with them things. You surprised? The only thing different, had a love for his mom. And he ain't never ever wanted to let moms down. So it came to a point where he had to move around and think about the future in the town. A dead-end street, will you swim or will you drown?
Now you see why me and my wife is so very passionate about the work we do in these streets, educating at-risk youths and at-risk adults against gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and keeping them moving forward, making better choices in life.
Yeah. So Unc packed it up and hit Ohio on the slot. The year was 89, and they ain't even know they was dealing with a guy who was major in the game, who ex-gangbang, who had to leave the city cause the city really changed. And then he played around just a little cause the fame was hard to shake. See, he came from the 430 crew, and at the point in time, that was the only thing Unc really knew. But then he met his wife and the book was released. That was 2009, so he had to shake the beast. Moving out the streets of crime, now he's educating all the youth, why he's leading all the blind. While I spit a rhyme, he's hanging with the senators, create programs with the senders, change with the system, a brand new agenda. Now they teaching Arizona prison systems intervention. Let's go.
Every group ends the same way. Every group ends the same way. Every group ends the same way.
Two choices, death or the penitentiary. Make the right choice.
Track out to everybody around the world that an injustice has been done to.
Injustice.
Let's get it.
Now we're speaking for the voiceless.
arms are open. Stand up for your rights. Free your mind. Injustice all around the world.
What up, though? The Trapped in the Hood documentary will be released July 8th, 2020. Produced by Rob and Lucinda Boyd on Streamit.tv and Amazon Fire Stick TV. So make sure you tap all the way in and get the real facts, the real truth, and the real story. And life in the hood, you hear me? But guess what? We gon' always fight to get out. July 8th, 2020.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome right back to the Streets and Love You Back, hottest radio show worldwide. Want to thank everybody for tuning in today. Once again, if you have not got involved with the Streets and Love You Back organization, you can log on to our website, learn about all the programs that we have and what we do. www.thestreetsdon'tloveyouback.ning.com. Also, once again, big shout out to my homeboy, White Boy Rick. Be stepping down out the gate July 20th. A lot going on, a lot on the flow. And want to send love to my cousin, Lisa. My auntie passed, like I said, on the 21st. And we sending our love to our whole family as well, her children, her husband, and my mother and the whole family. So peace and love until next time. God bless.